Dean Crongold, rock star dreams.
Look, she's going great, guys. With any luck, she'll go close again.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Rock star dreams. She's motored along in the lead all the way. Rock star dreams, 4.5 length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, and racing across the country today. First, we're going to look at Ararat with the rail in the true the entire circuit. The track condition currently a good four, and the weather, as you would expect in Victoria at this time of year, is absolutely fine. And Macca, you're going to speak to the rising star trainer, Logan McGill.
Absolutely. G'day, Logan. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys.
Hopefully a big day today at Ararat. We start off in race one, nice and early. Number two, Chili Bean, at about $5.50 at this stage. Last start, nice first up, second at Kyneton.
Yeah, I was really pleased with his run there first up. He seems to have come on from the break and returning good order. And I was pretty pleased to see the third horse come out from Werribee on Saturday as well, sort of break the form off of what looked a pretty plain maiden on paper. So I'm pretty pleased with him leading into today.
Oh, I like the sound of that confidence there, Logan. And then you've got another really good chance in race six, number seven, Joyce's Honey, stepping up to the 2,000, which probably is ideal from that perspective, the street boss mare.
Yeah, exactly. We went along the same sort of path the last time. We were just giving her those couple runs at a mile early on, and she performed well once we got her back up to her right trip. So we've drawn a lot better today, so hopefully we'll just land a couple of pairs closer in the run. I think it only looks a pretty moderate sort of race on paper. She's going to be buried somewhere back on the fence, so she's going to need a little bit of luck, but she's progressing along really good this prep, and if she gets that luck, I think she's going to be somewhere thereabouts, the thick of things.
Ooh, I like that too. It's going to be a difficult one for you to split them, but if you had to split the two of them, which is your best chance there today at Ararat?
Probably, I quite like the way Joyce Honey's going. I've probably her. And I've also got one at Pakenham tonight called Old Dollar, which I think she'll run really well as well. So hopefully we're going to have a not a bad day.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Two meeting double would be sensational. If you can get the three winners, it'd be even better. Logan, thanks so much for your time and good luck today and tonight.
Thank you very much.
Logan McGill there. He used to ride Twirl, the horse I was talking about as well. I should have mentioned that. Sounds like he's got a spring and a step there, so hopefully he can have a winner or two across the country. One man that is one of the best judges going around, Mike Maroney, joins us now, and he's got runners tonight at Pakenham. Mike, thanks for having a chat, and we bounced the ball in the first with a first starter caught in a trap, currently a $6 chance to get the job done on debut. What are your thoughts with the first starter with Geordie Childs in the saddle?
Yeah, look, she's a filly that's shown a fair bit of speed, but look, she's not an overly strong filly. That'd be the problem with her, would be just finishing it off. But certainly got gate speed, and it doesn't look a strong maiden, but she's still a bit on the weak side.
So maybe one to follow after tonight's performance, but hopefully can run well on debut. Your next runner goes around in race number five, Fantastic. A small field, and this horse has been a model of consistency and hopefully can get that elusive second career victory tonight.
But he's a horse that we've kept, and he's a five-year-old, which is pretty rare for our stable, unless we think they're sort of better than what his form reads. But he's always been a horse we've liked, and he's been slow maturing, and he's looked a bit more mature now. So we decided we'd keep him and give him his chance. So this will be his first up run for a while, but he's really well. I think he meets a field that he'd be pretty hard to beat him, I would think.
Speaking of horses resuming from a long spell, Iowa Hawkeye goes around in race number six on the program. Another horse that just never runs a bad race. How are you expecting him to perform first up tonight?
Yeah, look, he's going well. He's nice and forward as well. Both of them are forward for the first runs. They've done plenty of work and jump outs. Both of them have been fantastic. Should be pretty hard to beat, I think.
Pretty hard to beat. That's what we like to hear. And in the lucky last on the program, number two, Lay-By, who resumes again tonight here. Another one first up, and hopefully can get the job done on the back of a 204-day spell.
Yeah, look, he's a horse that's been just taking time, and he still could be a prep away, but he's always shown ability. Got a lovely draw, should get a lovely run behind the speed. It does look a winnable race for him. He's sort of come back and grade a fair bit.
Now, unlike my co-host, Glenn McFarlane, who's been crying poor all morning, Mike, I've got $20 in my pocket. I want to spend 10 on one of your runners tonight and 10 on one of your runners either at Geelong tomorrow or Flemington on Saturday. How do I part with my hard-earned?
Look, I would say today, I think Fantastic's in the right race. Not much between him and Lay-by. And then Saturday, I think Al Burke, who was desperate, not unlucky, but in a very, very close finish.
Should have won.
Last time. So well, I think everyone thought he had won.
Yes, so did we. Talking through myself. My pocket, Mike.
Conclude myself, so... and you just have your runs of seconds, which we've had, and we've luckily had a couple of winners yesterday, but I think we've had 35 seconds and 122, so, you know, it just goes to show you, usually by the end of the season, it evens out, so hopefully it does. But, yeah, look, I think that's the way to go. I think both those two are in a nice race today, and I think that Al Burke, well, by the time we claim 2 kilos, he's going to be dangerous lightweight in that ratings race, so...
Well, Mike, after two winners yesterday across two tracks, hopefully your luck is turning in 2021 and those seconds will be first. As always, we appreciate you having a chat and best of luck with those runners.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys.
There's Mike Moroney.